In this edition of the Edgar podcast, we talk to Italian golfer Luisa Ciola. We first featured Luisa a few years back when she was making her way in golf for the disabled after serious health struggles. But we had to chat to Luisa again, as added to her love of the game, a focused competitive streak saw her winning the Italian Open in 2023 and then qualifying for the first ever net tournament presented by the prestigious G4D Tour, held in the United Arab Emirates recently. A massive achievement for the player from near Venice. You can also read and hear a wider story on Luisa's life and golf via our Edgar website, with details at the end of this piece. So let's catch up again with Luisa now. Giving her confidence, keeping her fit and well, playing her best. Golf is about so many things to Luisa Ciola. Wearing the badge of Italy, she is now also a groundbreaking international golfer. Together with nine other G4D players, that's Golf for the Disabled, from seven countries, this calm and generous-spirited golfer from Padova, near Venice, played in a first-of-its-kind net tournament presented on the established international G4D Tour, which is staged by the European Tour Group and Edgar. This event was the G4D Tour Ras Al Khaimah Championship, held in the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, in January, one of nine G4D Tour events in 2024 at the pinnacle of G4D sport, played in the same weeks and on the same courses as by the star professional golfers of the DP World Tour. In a net event, players can compete using their golf handicap as part of their scoring, which is more inclusive to players with a range of abilities. However, this UAE field all qualified through consistent performances to earn points on the world ranking for golfers with disability. The achievement in qualifying should not be underrated for a second. Having earned her place, Luisa, a member at Padova Golf Club, embarked on the 5,600-mile round trip to test herself on the challenging Alhambra Golf Club layout. Her presence at the tournament held special resonance after a lifelong health struggle. Luisa was born with a rare genetic condition, not accurately diagnosed for many years, affecting her legs, joints, spine and circulation, that is thought to have led to a heart attack when she was 29. She also had to battle a rare cancer in her right leg at 43 years old. From those days of concern, golf has been her growing friend and ally to keep her fit, sometimes allowing her to escape from her worries, while giving her the positive feelings to move forward in her life with more vigour. Before her G4D Tour debut in January, Luisa admitted to being nervous, but liked the feeling that there are no limits, as she says. To play on the same course as the biggest champions makes me feel over the moon. Luisa later wrote to us, "Playing on the G4D Tour was amazing. I was impressed that we G4D players were effectively DP World Tour players for the week, and we were treated by the organisers as equal to the professional players. I really appreciate the total inclusion that exists in the Edgar and G4D competitions. That is, regardless of the type of disability, your gender, regardless of your age, we play together in the same tournament. I think this is the best." The 10 featured players in the UAE included leg amputees, an arm amputee, and those with neurological, orthopaedic, and intellectual disabilities. A key ambition of these tournaments is to provide a showcase for G4D, to encourage players both established and new at all levels of the player pathway, from the person taking the first tentative putts and chips as a sampler to those reaching their full potential in competition. This central aim is embraced by the European Tour Group and the RNA in key G4D events. The G4D Tour is featured on the DP World Tour global feed, which is served to broadcasters in 165 different countries, while a great many people will see clips and stories of the players on social media. Luisa earned her place after an outstanding 2023, winning the Italian Open for golfers with a disability by 7 shots in April, and then returning to the same venue of Royal Park I Rovere in October to win the Edgar President's Cup by 5 clear strokes, playing off around a 14 handicap. This marks the latest chapter in her wider story, including after years of struggle with her health, the very real part golf has played in her rehabilitation and promoting her confidence to take on more in life. You can read and listen to this story on the Edgar website. Louise's article is among nearly 150 stories of courage, endeavour and the joy and healing that golf can offer people with a disability, wherever they are in the game. Details on how to find these stories are at the end of this piece. Louisa tells you that golf, along with her daughter Emma, offers the joy in her life. She says, "I remember, it was better than any medicine. It filled my head with new goals and took away many other thoughts. Golf represents the freedom to pursue my dream. I don't feel invisible. I feel good and happy. Forget the hospital, the doctors. This is like being in heaven for me." I started golf after a very difficult time and was encouraged by my friends. The sport allowed me to smile again after living with fear. Being in tune with nature for a few hours every week, with fresh air cleansing my lungs and the warm Italian sun on my face. To learn the game, I had to focus on balance and motor coordination, but I have a fierce determination and commitment to training. At Ras Al Khaimah in the UAE, Louisa teamed up with fellow female competitor Michelle Lau of England to talk golf and life when they weren't on the fairway. Louisa wrote to us, "I think there is a mutual respect between us, and there is a strong bond that goes beyond the fact of having played together in two different tournaments now. Both of us play against ourselves to improve, and not simply against the other players, and that is as the game of golf should be. I feel very honoured to have Michelle's friendship." Louisa wants to see more women and girls taking to the fairways, including in these top-level events. She writes, "I hope that with the example of the opportunities that can be created with golf and Edgar, there will be more and more people who have the strength to participate in our tournaments. The first difficulty to overcome for some is to declare oneself disabled publicly, but I like to think that disability is a characteristic and not a limitation. I also like being able to talk about invisible disability, because nowadays I think that the time is ripe to undermine the common concept that disability is only what you see, in arms, legs, or someone in a chair, etc., but that instead there is no need to be ashamed of declaring that you have hidden difficulties." After her recent tournament success, Louisa says she must thank all her family for their recent and long-term support. Her partner Mircio for his patience and being the best caddy in the world at her tournaments, the Italian Federation who believed in her potential, and all her coaches in the National Paralympian team, and her special thanks for the quality of support from her coach Alex Senora and her mental coach Tullia Calzavara, who is a professional player on the Ladies European Tour. She has relied on all of them to reach her goals. Looking ahead to the future, Louisa says that she wants to continue to have fun. "I think the most important thing is to enjoy golf as long as you work hard to chase a dream. My dream is still to play to one digit, that's a single figure handicap. I haven't achieved it yet. Maybe I'll never reach this, but it doesn't matter. In my experience, it's really helpful to have goals that aren't just work and family. I can't think of my life without golf. I wouldn't have the same quality of life that I experience thanks to golf. It is for this reason that I am very happy to talk about how much good golf does for me, because I hope that more and more people become players and have these fantastic opportunities that I'm experiencing." We thank Louisa for writing so well about her progress, and what a year it has been for her in golf. And keeping pace with this focus, her generosity, thoughtfulness, and humble attitude remains as consistent as ever. You can listen and read more about Louisa's wider story about how golf helped her in her life at our website, edgargolf.com. Simply scroll down the homepage to Profiles and then click on that, type in the search box Louisa Chiola, and you'll find her story there. It is well worth the listen or read. And here you will find many other stories of people from all over the world with different disabilities who are thriving through this wonderful game. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the Profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.